We meditate so that we can learn how to depend on our own minds. As the Buddha said, the self is its own mainstay. The word atta in there for self can also mean mind. The mind is its own mainstay. But you can really depend on it only when it's been trained. Because it's so easy to change. As the Buddha said, it reverses itself so quickly, or it can reverse itself so quickly, that there's no image to do it justice, how fast it is. And there's more variety to the mind than there is even to the animal kingdom. You think of all the animals in the world, from the tiniest insects up to the biggest whales, and all the animals in between. Where do those animals come from? Well, they come from mind. Somebody wanted to be born in that way. Yet each mind is even more variegated than the animal world. So we've got to get this menagerie into some sort of order so we can really depend on it. We depend on the body for certain things. But there come times when you can't depend on the body anymore, but seem to function smoothly and no longer functions quite so well. All the backup systems begin to go. What you've got left is the mind. So the good qualities you developed in the mind are the things that will see you through. As the chant we chant often says, the world offers no shelter, there's no one in charge. When aging, illness, and death come, there's no shelter against them. You can take medicine, but there's only so much that medicine can do. What you really need is medicine for the mind, which is the training of the mind. When the mind has been made strong, then you can depend on it, because you're really going to need it in cases like that. Because it's when you're aging and ill and dying that a lot of important choices have to be made, and you want to be able to depend on yourself to make the right choices. And at times like that, you have to face the issues alone. So train the mind so it can depend on itself. It really can be its own mainstay. And once you've got this as your mainstay, then you're safe all around.